While some may believe that love for money is the root of all evil in today's world, people of faith know that pride is, in fact, the root from which all other sins stem. In today's video, we explore a valuable lesson from Padre Pio, as shared by a religious sister. Stay tuned to hear the story. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. Before we get to the story, I would like to share that our channel has reached a remarkable milestone, 15 million views, and a community of 127,000 subscribers in just 3 years. Your incredible support has made this journey truly special. Thank you all, from myself and the team. So please continue watching and especially sharing our videos. Now let's dive into another captivating story from the life of our great saint, Padre Pio. Today's story is sourced from the book, The Padre, Saint Pio of Pietrelcina, written by Father Marcellino Iasanzaniro. Within his pages, we find a remarkable testimony shared by Sister Mansueta Loconte, a Franciscan sister from the Clarice di San Quirico convent in central Italy. She tells us about her edifying encounter with Padre Pio that can well serve as a lesson in humility for us all. Listen to this. Before joining the convent, Mansueta embarked on a pilgrimage to San Giovanni Rotondo in March 1947 to seek Padre Pio's guidance regarding her calling to religious life. She was accompanied by her deaf sister Pasqua and their father Ignazio. Now, reaching San Giovanni Rotondo was no easy feat for them, given the family's financial struggles in the immediate post-war period, not to mention the one-way distance of approximately 200 kilometers or 124 miles, making the pilgrimage both physically and economically demanding. However, despite these obstacles, their hearts were burdened with concerns that only Padre Pio could address. In addition to their own questions, Mansueta and her family were entrusted with a letter from Chiara Rosaria Guarini, a young lady from their town who also wanted Padre Pio's guidance in discerning her vocation. Chiara, like Mansueta, also felt a calling to religious life. Upon reaching San Giovanni Rotondo, Ignazio, Mansueta's father, went straight to the sacristy to personally deliver Chiara's letter to Padre Pio. He managed to reach Padre Pio, who was on his way to confess the women. Padre Pio grabbed the letter and placed it in his pocket. When Mansueta's turn came to enter the confessional, she knelt down and started speaking about her vocation to religious life. However, she also expressed concern about leaving her father alone with her deaf sister. Their mother died in 1933. Now, just a short digression. Not too long ago, a friend of mine joined a religious order, leaving his mother to live all alone. So I wondered, how can someone just leave their elderly parents? Well, Saint Francis of Assisi helped me understand. He said, "Our parents and family may have given us many things, but they cannot give us the most important thing, the love of God. We must learn to let go of our earthly possessions and to focus on our spiritual growth." But we could ask, who will take care of them? Saint Francis explains, God is the ultimate provider, and He will always provide for those who are in need. He will take care of your family, even if we are not able to do so ourselves. We should have faith in His love and mercy. In light of this understanding, Padre Pio reassured Mansueta, saying, "Don't worry, the Lord's call is to the monastery." But to Mansueta's shock, he also added that she wouldn't fulfill God's plan for her until she overcame her capital vice, pride. In Mansueta's own words, the saint had hit the nail on the head. Indeed, for me, only what I thought and said was right. Now, I'd like to pause here for a moment to delve a little deeper into defining pride. What exactly do we mean by pride, the root of all evil? Well, we can define pride as an excessive focus on oneself, an inflated sense of one's importance, and a refusal to acknowledge one's limitations or dependence on others. It is the root of many other vices. For example, stubbornness, which seems to be the case here with Mansueta. Stubbornness, a refusal to change one's opinions or course of action despite of persuasion or reasoning, is often rooted in prideful self-righteousness and unwillingness to admit one might be wrong. It's a trait that many find challenging to be around. As followers of our Lord Jesus Christ, we can agree that striving for humility is essential. How can we truly accept Jesus' teaching if we believe only our opinions are right? Being a Catholic is largely, if not entirely, about submitting to God's will, not to our own inclinations and desires. With that being said, let me share a quote widely attributed to Saint Augustine. It was pride that changed angels into devils. It is humility that makes men as angels. Now let's return to Mansueta in the confessional. However, the surprises for Mansueta did not end there. Her astonishment deepened when Padre Pio took Chiara's letter out of his pocket and said, "Tell this person who wrote to me that I will reply with prayer." In recounting the experience, Mansueta questioned, "How could the saint know that I was the daughter of the gentleman who had handed him Chiara's letter just before? Furthermore, he didn't have time to read the letter that had been given to him." Back home, concludes Sister Mansueta, "I had to fight with myself to accept what Padre Pio had revealed about my true problem, pride and stubbornness. But with the help of the Lord and the strength that Padre Pio gave me, I could fulfill my vocation to the religious life, along with my friend, Sister Chiara Rosaria, in the same monastery in Assisi, where we have lived for 50 years. In fact, we entered the monastery on September 24th of that same year." End of story. I would like to hear your opinion or even life experiences on this subject, so please drop a comment below and share your thoughts. Thank you for listening. Please do like and share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories or our playlist of Padre Pio thoughts for the day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.